This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Oh dear, Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. How are you, Troop? Sorry, I just tried to swivel my chair back and I've just fallen face first into the microphone.
Ever professional, good afternoon, welcome to Joy 94.9. This is Murphy's Law, in case you didn't know.
Hello, peeps, how are you going?
Hello, Dean Murphy, hello, Timothy. Hello. It's just the three of us today. Yeah. We don't have show support, we don't have our producer Damien, we don't have the news.
We've got nothing.
No traffic from me either.
Pretty entertaining. Hang on a sec, we still have to do the traffic. No, that's one of the favourite parts of the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Joysters, before we move on. Yes, Dean Murphy just fell off his chair.
I know. It's all the excitement of having gone to Taylor Swift on Friday night.
You kind of reminded me of Madonna falling off the stage.
Yeah, but she picked herself up, didn't she?
She dusted herself off quickly. Dean Murphy, did you say that Buckingham Palace might have been in contact with us?
Yes. Yes, they have.
Okay.
Coming up later on this afternoon. It's all happening here on Murphy's Law, Joy 94.9. Love her. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon, 4:10.
I went to Taylor Swift and didn't bother getting my sister a ticket.
Well, I didn't get the tickets.
I know who got them for you.
It was a friend.
I know
family.
Who bloody it was.
Comes adopted out brother.
Every bloody Christmas and is the adopted brother, but no, won't bother asking me if I want a ticket to Tay Tay. Well, I'm infuriated.
Feel the burn.
Oh,
hey.
Shane Cooper, if you're listening, that was at you.
No Delta Goodrum happening on today's show.
There will be no wings. There will be nothing.
Are you on some caffeine thing this afternoon?
I've had some caffeine pills.
Right, is that right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Taylor Swift on Friday night. So I flew to Sydney, not expecting anything. I wasn't really a big Taylor Swift fan, but I thought I want to be part of the action. You know, I want to be there and see it and see what she's all about.
Are you in love now?
Well, we got there at whatever time it was. She was meant to come on at 8:30, but there was a lightning storm coming over the top of the ANZ Stadium.
Oh. That must be a little bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah, well,
it started to rain,
and then there was like
open air.
So they were like, and she flies across the stadium on this thing.
Oh, like, can you imagine her getting done by lightning?
Yeah, no, just
in a concert with 20,000.
Imagine everyone just like.
85,000 people.
What was that?
Most of them were 12-year-olds and their mums, you know. And then the four gay guys. Yeah, oh, no, there was a lot more.
There would have been half of that stadium.
85,000 people. So she didn't come on she was an hour late on.
Well, that's okay. Safety
but
first,
everyone was
Tay-Tay.
Getting wet. Like, we weren't. We were on a nice little cover bit, which
darling,
which
you're not going anywhere with that hair's getting wet these days.
I'm not
going
to get wet. I would have taken a poncho, by the way, too, if I'd known.
You know, there was a ruckus. It was an absolute ruckus of 85,000 people banging seats and doing Mexican waves.
Oh, I love that, though.
Come on, Taylor.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, I don't think she's coming out because there's lightning, there's thunder, there's bits and pieces. Sure enough, Taylor Swift came out on stage. Now, I thought there might have been a cover. There was no cover over the stage.
No, she was drenched.
She was drenched to the point where she'd only been on for like 3 minutes and she ripped off the fake eyelashes. She just got down and dirty in the wet. And
no choice, doll. Those things are really heavy. Have you ever tried?
Fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
Of course
you have.
Of course you have.
Dollface, have you ever tried those?
No.
They're really heavy. They feel like you've got bats on your eyes anyway. And if they get wet, you have to get rid of them.
No, it's so she did 2 hours in the wet, drenched from head to toe.
Good on her, super trooper.
Spot on. Like, I can't fault that performance at all. Like, she was brilliant.
It's great pre-recording, isn't it?
Great pre-recording. There was a little bit of that
Shane!
Going on. Maybe a little bit.
It would have been a little bit. I would have loved to have seen it.
Yeah.
Sorry that no one bothered to ask me whether I wanted to go.
Wow, you're so jaded.
Well, I am.
I just gave the people a happy story.
Back in the time when the tickets went on sale, I was living another life. I was in a different place.
She's managed to turn that Taylor Swift segment into her.
Hey, this is my show.
Yeah, Catherine Hills.
Yeah, Taylor's on
my show.
No, it's our show, but I'm in it.
Oh, can you get rid of her? Can we go to another song?
Joy 94.9, you are listening to Murphy's Law this afternoon. And Timothy, no, he's just ruined it. I was going to say we could, you know, have a little chatter and natter about Dean Murphy, but he's walked back into the room. Can you have a microphone?
Do you want to take me on? Can I tell you what I found in my car? It's amazing what you find in your car. I decided I needed – I had to find a staple gun. I've got this event on tonight and I needed a staple gun. And I was thinking to myself, did I or did I not put a staple gun in the back of the car somewhere? I'm sure I did somewhere, right? Because I do that.
Because you have a lot of arts and crafts hanging around.
Now,
I think I've got a staple gun from one of your parties where I made lollipops.
Yes.
Oh. I spent all of New Year's Day making lollipops to go to a party.
Are you turning this story into you again?
Oh, sorry, sorry.
As you were. Carry on.
I don't know.
Those caffeine tablets are really working, aren't they?
Anyway, this is the first week in about 4 you've been awake, so this is normal.
Thank you. I searched through the car.
Yes.
And I happened to find a compartment that I didn't know existed. I've got a 7-seater Captiva. Don't know why. I've only got a dog and myself. But anyway, I do. So I was like, oh, trying to get the top of this little compartment thing off.
Where is this compartment?
It's in the back. It's in the back. But
I'm nervous about this story. I'm not sure what you're going to do. Oh, God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've managed to take this sort of thing off and open it up. And inside is a dildo.
Yes. Pardon?
A dildo.
I beg your pardon?
In a box.
Oh, it's in a box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
You used it for one of your parties?
No.
Oh.
When do I do dildos at the party?
No, I don't know.
What kind of party do you think I run? Okay.
You did do that one at that saunery place.
No. Yes, it was that. But I now feel intrigued about how the dildo got there.
Well, you bought it off car sales or something, didn't you?
Yes, I bought it off a Holden dealership over in Doncaster.
Doncaster.
Oh, we have really got back to our values today, haven't we?
I need to find out who owned the car before me.
Have you touched it? Like, is it? I wonder if it's used.
Well, it's open. It's been shoved in there. It's open. So it may have been looked at, may have been used. I'm not too sure.
Gloves for you, please.
Not something you find in your car every day.
No. I just find extra pens. I think we've got the wrong cars, just quietly.
Maybe we throw it out to the people. What unusual thing have you found in your car? How did she turn that into her again?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Like, seriously.
What have you found in your cars, people? Got me. What have you found in your cars?
One of the most important parts of our show is when we have the troopers from the Glow Show in.
And they're here right now.
Gabby and Will. How are you?
Where's the guys? Guys. How you going?
I've been waiting all my life to have the special mic.
Oh, the special mic.
But it smells like Civ Lucky.
Oh, how would you know? You've had a sangria or whatever it is.
What?
What? What are you talking? No, look, see, that's the thing about showbiz, isn't it? Sometimes you see behind the curtain and you get disappointed. And that's what's happened to you. That mic smells like Civ Lucky.
Does it really smell like Civ Lucky? Actually, it does. It smells like Civ Lucky.
Yeah.
I had the Civ Lucky. That's
the thing
I had.
What have you been eating?
It's my Civ Lucky.
Oh, God.
I'm not on that mic.
It's just you.
Anyway, what's happening on your show?
This might be why people aren't participating in our show, just quietly.
Yes.
Well, we like to bring in glows from all across the state. And we went a really long way to Collingwood.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
We're getting.
Are you exhausted?
Constable Jeremy Oliver is our guest tonight.
Who is he? What's his name?
Constable Jeremy Oliver.
It's a bit of a look, isn't he?
Well, you might say so.
Heaven,
what do you mean? You guys were the ones that were like...
Yeah, you brought it up.
You were promoting him, going, have a look at him. Jeremy.
We have ogled.
I think that might have been Will.
How long has he been part of the Glow troops?
Only a very, very short time.
Oh.
I think he's only been confirmed a short time and he's come to Collingwood from another station.
Yep.
And so once he's arrived at Collingwood, he said, I want to be a Glow.
And what's that little virgin talking about tonight?
I don't know. Well, we know he's
What do you mean? You're doing the show.
We know he's a Kiwi, right?
We know he's a Kiwi.
Is he going to talk about everything from New Zealand?
From the brief you gave me, he did a walk across...
Somewhere in South
America. The research behind this show has gone.
Is it one of those places in Spain. It's like 100 km or something.
Yeah,
one of my mates did it. Yeah,
that's him.
Cinque de Terre or something.
Not anyway.
If anyone out there understands what we're talking about, for one, and B can help me.
That's why we get him in, because he's going to tell us where he's been, why he's done it.
Okay.
And what the name of the the walk is.
What the name of the walk is.
Stunning with C.
And I'm hoping he's going to confirm for me that it was a Collingwood supporter that invented the toothbrush.
Was it?
Because if
that's a cheap shot, Will.
It wasn't really
called
cheap.
A toothbrush.
Yeah,
don't you bring your rainbow wiggle
along.
Self in here
we
and just start
all getting along,
terrorising Collingwood supporters. Get out.
You said you haven't been upsetting people or offending anyone this week. I thought I'd help out a little bit.
It's early days. We've only been on part. Will.
Something about a Kiwi and a South African or something?
Oh, that's a mate of mine. He's crazy, crazy accent, that one.
Yeah, that one's very difficult.
We're surrounded by Kiwis, aren't we?
We're like little magnets.
We're little Kiwi Christmases and stuff.
We do have a lot of them around.
Anyway, have you got any...
Part of us, our family came from... It's not about us. It is actually. It's our show, so it can be about us.
Can you not?
All right, I'll stop now.
Is that all you got on the show? Not that it's all. I mean, it's brilliant, but have you got anything else on the show? Do you have any more?
Us, Will and I.
Well, we could probably have some music, but maybe not.
That's the one that keeps on giving and giving.
I didn't even understand it.
Yeah. Anyway,
flashback to 2 weeks ago.
If you want to hear the guys, they're on from 6:30 tonight following our show. They've got a much bigger audience.
It's
much
like
more
the Dean Murphy roast segment.
It's much, much more entertaining than our show.
But I must
make
say,
sure you listen to it.
He did the walk to raise money for a community organisation.
Oh, well, that's good. This is what we
want to
do.
Does he want a medal?
Or a chest of pin it on? No, I think he'll be actually fabulous. And that's a very worthy cause.
Yeah, good.
I wish we knew the name of the walk.
Just because he's hot, doesn't sound, you know, well, let's listen to the show and see if he's got anything else to offer.
Oh, you're a jaded old queen today, aren't you?
Wait till next week.
Oh, look at you.
No wonder I'm single.
No wonder I'm single. Kitty cat.
That's it. Anyway, I love your show, so can't wait to hear it after 6:30 tonight. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. If you missed earlier on, I was talking about how I found a dildo in my back of my car. Not mine, my car, not my dildo. And it was in the little compartment that I never knew was there. And I ripped the top off, trying to find a staple gun, and there it was in all its glory. So we thought we'd throw it out to the people, and what have you found in your car, maybe that
found.
You didn't, what have you found?
And this one came through without
from
a
Ruth.
Name.
No, from Ruth.
From Ruth, yep. Saying I was buying a very expensive magnolia tree to plant in my garden to remember my dad who had just passed away. I was feeling a bit guilty at spending a fortune on what was essentially a bud on a stick in a pot and how he would murder me for spending that much money on him. And then I opened the back door of my car to put the plant in, nearly died, on the floor in a plastic takeaway container where his false teeth. Her father's. Wow. We hadn't known what to do with them on the night that he died, and that is where they ended up. Made sure that I double bagged them and threw them in the bin when I got home. Guess he had the last thing to say about my plant.
Ah, there you go.
I find cash.
Yeah, you're one of those people.
I had a habit of hiding cash. I pulled out a tennis racket. I hadn't played for years, and I pulled out a tennis racket, pulled the racket out of the cover, $400 fell out.
Wow. I want to hang out with you more.
Yeah. I do too.
I can top it too. When I got to the US, I used to work in the US back and forth, and we'd go over, we'd always have piddly money for rehearsal pay. Mm. And I got to the US and I opened my suitcase and I found $1,200 in my suitcase US.
Are you joking?
Shut the gate.
During the next song, I'm going to tip you upside down and shake you.
Want to come to my house tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to your place.
Joy 94.9.
If I disappear for a extended period of time, I'll just have my hands in the cupboards.
Keep him coming through. We often here at Murphy's Law have some ridiculous stories that come across our desk.
We do, this is the backbone of this show. Your dildo story took us right back down to our core values, my friend.
Have we told?
So I don't think you should be bagging out the Daily Mail.
We told the people how, at one particular Christmas, our adopted brother threw a small black dildo in your beard when you were playing Santa Claus.
I was playing Santa, and there was this weird small black floppy, like sticky
in front of Dad. Yeah,
and he
and
threw
mum.
It and it got stuck in my beard. And mum and dad were just like, what? And I was like, oh, my God, there's a black dildo in my beard.
There's so much I love about that story.
So much.
Everyone should come to a Murphy Christmas.
They're unique.
Oh, God.
They are unique. Well, here's one. A spirited fling with an Australian ghost has ended up in true love for an English woman.
What? Go again? What? Bang
in
that
fact,
up.
The ghost just proposed and she wants the living world to know. Her name is Amethyst Realm.
30 at Bristol. You can see where it's going, can't you? She says she's had sex with at least 20 ghosts since she was a teenager, but wasn't looking for a new relationship when she went to Australia on a business trip. However, she says that that changed on a nature hike when she came into contact with a spirit and felt sparks like none she'd ever known.
No, they were twigs.
Amethyst. I love her name. Amethyst.
That was because she was in the bush and she was getting a Fernie Rodgery.
Amethyst. Didn't think you'd get a
match. Ghost, honey. That was you just riding yourself down the tree branch. That was what that was. We used to slide down the fern branches when we were little too. I never thought I was getting done by a ghost. Mind you, I was about six. So I wouldn't have been thinking like that. But this woman needs to be in a home. What's she saying about?
I don't think I can read anymore.
She's saying something about a Mile High Club down here. Oh, we headed to the Pine Loo. Oh, her and her ghost. Ghosts can't go on pines. Yes, there wasn't. If you were in the toilet, you probably pushed flush and it was just a whoosh. You're not supposed to sit on the seat and flush at the same time. That'll pull your insides out. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
And anyway, if you are sleeping with a ghost, you shouldn't do it in the toilets on a plane. How's everyone feeling? Are we? Did everyone feel like we had a spiritual experience?
That was good. 13 to 5, 28 degrees. Lots of messages coming through, Anna Murphy. Yes. This one from Stephen.
This one said, hi, Anna, Dean and Tim. Looking forward to the Murphys today. I've been listening to Joy 94.9 a lot over the weekend in the lead up to Joy 94.9 preview of Boy Erase tonight.
That'd
be great. Dressed up and ready for both shows. Yours sincerely, Stephen. Lovely.
Good on you, Stephen.
That was a really nicely written email.
And this one came through from Mark.
Which was interesting. Mark said, David and Sue.
I've been listening to you two bickering away
whilst I've dyed my beard, epilated my legs and shaved my unmentionables all on the off chance I get lucky tonight. I've left my headphones at home now so I can't hear you, but if you're running a competition, count me in.
No, we're not.
Enjoy your cup day. No, because we're not, because we're not David and Sue. Been lucky enough to be bridesmaid twice, but both times I was allowed to pretty. Oh, hang on, no. Once I had to wear but we got to pick our own dress, and the other time it was kind of just a theme, just wear, you know, along the lines of. So I haven't really experienced a bridezillary type of situation, thankfully, because I don't think I would cope. This girl had her engagement photo go viral,
right?
For very interesting reasons. So it's her and her boyfriend, and then the photo that you see, it's got her her hand with the engagement ring on it, just gently pushing it to his cheek, but it kind of doesn't look like her hand. And then they've actually got a photo that was taken behind, and she got her cousin to wear the engagement ring and pop it up alongside her fiancé's face to make it look like because she didn't have her nails.
Was it
done?
Or because she had pig trotters? She could have had ugly fingers.
Imagine if someone said about you that you had ugly fingers, like pig trotters. I'm just mortified that you would even say that.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel really.
I can say that.
You're never going to be a nail lady.
I was a hand model.
Oh, were you?
Were you? What? Yeah, I did 2 billboards.
How did you make this about you?
Ages ago.
Oh, not only can he point like a bloody ballerina, years ago,
I'm your sister,
you know, and I don't know anything about this story.
Well, you know how when you're a certain age, you think, I'll go and join up with an agency to get me some TV work or whatever, you know. And I said, I don't want to do anything else. I just want to do some, you know, TV extra stuff or whatever. You all go through that, you know.
Yeah, we've all done that.
And so the only thing that got me was a reject shop pamphlet that I was in a snorkel, and and I got 3 gigs as
it's
a hand
so important
model,
to know about
holding credit cards and holding like things.
Oh, see, I'm really jealous because I've always had lovely hands. I should have done that. That should have been something I should do.
But you have to have lovely feet. It's not easy. It's hard work, hand modelling. You've got to hold it in a really weird position for.
So did you stop getting work because you said I only get out of bed for like?
I don't know now. It's like a lot of years ago, Tim. You're trying to look at the hands. The
skeleton's still there, right?
Yeah, the bones are still there, Tom.
I mean, it's got a structure and
shape.
Yeah, no, you've got lovely hands.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your fingers are evenly proportioned. Not big trotter-like at all.
Not big trotter-like. No.
Really don't understand anything.
7 Joy 949. HollywoodJoy.org.au. Join us. Don't you know?
for Melbourne.
Hey, that's right, as we head out to the highways and roads and other things today for the traffic. I lost it. I'm back though. Colder outbound will make you shake it off on your way to a public holiday tomorrow at 6 minutes. Eastern Freeway will make you feel like you're in a getaway car. I can't remember how long that one was. I forgot to write it down. I think it was about 40 minutes. That's apparently quick.
40.
Monash outbound. You're the Eastern Freeway. It's a big
right,
one.
Okay.
It's a big one. And the Monash outbound is going way out of style at 46 minutes. The Princess outbound is not a love story at 16 minutes. And that, my friends, was your Taylor Swift inspired
Tay-Tay.
Traffic.
Love it.
Tay-Tay traffic.
I noticed there was a story in one of the, I don't know, paper that I saw about Disneyland. And do you know Disneyland is one of the world's biggest deposits of ashes? People coming to Disneyland and scattering ashes.
Really?
Yes, apparently so. In this story, it says that basically the people, they've actually had to ban people from doing it because it's, like people are on the like big roller coasters and just throwing.
And you just get like
ashes away.
Oh, that was Jerry. It's not okay.
And have you ever been to Anaheim, where Disneyland is?
Anaheim.
With Disneyland, I was disappointed. Just quietly, I thought it was weathered.
I've never been there.
And dull. It needs
been
a paint
to
job.
Three. I went to Anaheim first. Yeah. I went to Orlando. Talk about budget cuts.
Crikey.
But then I went to Hong Kong. She was shiny and sparkly.
Yeah, I went to the one in Paris. She? Paris was good.
I went to LA with my sister-in-law, and because she'd already been to Disneyland a couple of times, we didn't go there, but we went to Magic Mountain instead. It was amazing.
Great.
I know we're talking about Disneyland, but I was feeling left out. Back to it.
Somehow she's been able to do it again. Anyway, we thought what we'd do, because it is the place to scatter your ashes, what I thought we'd do, I haven't really discussed it with
you. I haven't actually really even thought about that for myself.
Mm.
I've never thought about that. Where would I like them scattered?
Well, here's the thing, right? We're all going to get to a point. Now, you might want to be buried. That's fine. You don't have to participate. You don't have to even join this conversation. But if you want your ashes scattered.
Somewhere.
Where would you want them scattered?
Ooh, well, I think the thing is, like, I've got no one to bequeath mine to, like, to torture with and go, you've got to keep me on your mantelpiece because I don't have children.
No.
So who am I going to do that to?
Family. You can me.
So I'm going first, am I?
Well, I'm a lot healthier than you.
How very dare you?
What?
But do you want to be kept on a mantelpiece?
Just to annoy people.
You know that, like...
Maybe.
Willow, your cat, because I imagine if you're gone, you're also going to get the cat too.
Oh, no, he won't have the cat because he's allergic.
Well, she doesn't jump though, does she?
No.
No, so you're safe there. One of my cats would knock you off, you'd be vacuumed up in the carpet.
I'd be in the bin. I'd be just
What
in
are
the
you
bin.
Two talking about? We're talking about ashes scattering.
Yeah, so if So, as you've just said, you're healthier than me. I'm going to go first.
Good Lord.
And so if I make you keep me in an urn...
Yeah, where would you want to be scattered, doll? Where do you want me to scatter you?
Well, I wasn't getting scattered anyway.
At this rate, you're not going to be.
Seems like she just wants to stay at home.
I just want to stay home.
You just want to stay at home. So we just put you on the couch.
Turn on Netflix.
Put on, RuPaul and you and your jar can just watch
God,
it.
Oh, God, kill me now. Oh, heaven.
Oh.
Then I wouldn't have to go to work. I could just watch RuPaul all day.
Listen.
It's amazing.
We're going to talk to the people rather than you.
Yeah, please.
Well, I want to hear from the Joysters. Where do you want your ashes scattered?
Mm.
And be creative. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to not choose one, but I'm going to give you five. I'm going to give five away.
Oh, dear. Look out. He's gone crazy.
Going crazy. I'm doing too generous. I just feel like I need to give back.
Oh.
So if you would like to...
talk about ashes scattering has got him all frisky.
It's not frisky. It's just like I just want to give to the people.
Frivolous. I was looking for frivolous.
So if you want to go to a party tonight, because it's Cup Day tomorrow, it's going to rain. Melbourne Cup is going to rain. So there's no barbecue. It's going to rain. Rain, people.
Oh.
If you feel like you're at a loose end and you want to scatter your ashes somewhere, tell us where you want to do that and I'll give you a pass to the party. Talking about where do you want your ashes scattered?
Where would you like
Because it's not
scattered.
Something you think about every day, but eventually you're going to go and do you want them scattered? I'd like my ashes scattered in the mould of a new diving board.
Oh, gosh, that sounds
That
right
sounds
for
very you.
A Duraflex one because they're more expensive and they last longer. That's how I want to go. What about you guys?
I hadn't thought about it either, but I guess if I was to go anywhere, either just plonk me straight in the ground or I'd go in my backyard and I'd probably go in my fire pit because you wouldn't really know.
I'm liking that fire pit idea.
Yeah.
Can I come over?
Sure,
come
on.
Yeah.
Come and sit in my fire pit.
Why don't we scatter you, Anna Murphy, on your favourite piece of apparatus, which is a treadmill?
When was that ever my favourite?
I don't know.
actually love it, don't you?
And a bit on your
how
bike.
How mean. You're very, very mean. My least favourite place in the whole wide world, and you're going to leave me there forever.
Murphy's Law. Take the gay brother and the straightest sister and let them loose on air? No way. Joy 94.9.
Peter from Newport said
that I want my girls, Bella and Coco, miniature schnauzers and I scattered together in a park so we can walk and be together forever.
So, Peter, if you pass away and you have to get cremated, you just want to take the dogs out with you.
Dogs are kaput.
Seriously. Because the timing's not going to be quite right.
Who's the person going to do that? Oh. He's got somebody lined up.
I love the fact that you've got little miniature schnauzers.
Guys, it could be the dogs may have already passed.
They're already in a jar. Maybe they're already in a jar. They're already in a pot. Peter.
Lateral thinking doesn't work well in here. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Peter said...
I'd like to spread my ashes over Cradle Mountain in Tasmania with a hike
What is a hiker's hodge belt on top? I'm confused,
not
Peter.
Sure, but thank you, Peter,
thank
for playing.
Thank you, Peter. You might be in the draw.
No.
No. That's from the Schnauzer man.
Are they dead already? No, what?
No, they're still alive. Oh. Anyway,
okay,
let's move
on. I'm confused. I'm still troubled by this. I'm not sure where I'd like my ashes scattered. I'll get back to you all.
Well, here's one for you, Anna Murphy.
Yes. Oh, they're still alive, he said. Oh, okay.
Thank
bless.
You. I love this banter that's going on with Peter, the Schnauzer man. A bizarre museum. Adam Murphy has cooked animal skulls and other body parts, including eyeballs, is on display in pots or on boards. Does that make sense? Does any of that make sense?
Can you read
the whiff of fermented shark, sheep eye juice, and bull penis is leaving people physically sick in a new disgusting food museum. But anyone thinking of visiting the newly opened attraction in Sweden may be relieved to hear that the entrance ticket also doubles up as a sick bag.
No, so that's disgusting straight away.
I say clever.
I think clever as well. Yeah. Among the dishes on display are dead moose in Chinese wine.
Mouse, that's a mouse.
It's a moose. Mouse. Yeah. Oh, it's a mouse, sorry. Right. Well, they probably got the moose as well.
Maggots and cheese, grasshoppers and Vegemite. What's wrong with Vegemite?
There's also stuffed guinea pigs. Dry turtle soup, soy beans fermented with bacteria, spicy rabbit heads and fruit bat soup.
This is disgusting. And then it says, but it's the Icelandic fermented shark, which tastes like chewing on a urine infested mattress.
So how does someone know?
That has been dubbed the most grim.
What I want to know is
grim's
the word. Doing the research on that, how do they know what a urine infested mattress
tastes like? That time that I peed on my mattress and then chewed on it. I can't cope with this.
Murphy's Law. On Joy 94.9.
Stephen sent this one through.
Hi, Dean. David and I are looking for something to do after tonight's movie. I would like my ashes scattered in Merry Creek. I'm going to tell you, Stephen, I'm stealing this idea. Scattered in Merry Creek upstream of Dyke Falls to be mixed into the Yarra as the trumpeter and saxophonist practice one afternoon and then flow through Abbotsford, Richmond, Toorak, South Yarra, the city and Docklands to farewell my city of heart, Melbourne, before I swim around the bay for years to come.
That's
going to be there with you, so we're going to have a party in the bay.
Now we've got a little.
That one too.
We've got a new game that we're playing today.
Yeah, first time. Pre-production hasn't gone well, but we're going to see how we go.
Let's
here.
Let's give it a go.
So I'm going to read out three statements.
Yes.
Okay. Two of these statements are false. One of them is true.
Right.
So does that make sense?
Right.
Yes.
So you have to try and pick the true one. That is how you will win. You cannot pick the same answer. Oh. I'm happy for the once I've read the three.
So who gets the answer first?
Well,
just in case.
I am happy for you to discuss. Once I've read all three statements,
yes.
If you want to peg on one, go for it.
Yes.
First person in to go for that gets that one. The other person has to
Why don't we go for the first person that gets it?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Or first person to buzzer in.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Say your name. Yeah.
Let's say if you don't, if you both get it incorrect, I have a tie break.
Right. Okay.
You have to, one of you will have to pick either true and the other has to pick false.
I have no idea what's going on. Let's give it a go.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Let's
three
see.
Statements. The idea is find the one that's true.
Right. Okay.
You cannot build brick buildings over 10 stories high because of the pressure of the bricks up high will collapse the ones underneath.
That's the first one.
That's the first one.
Are we waiting till we go through
that whole thing?
Oh, right. Okay. Yep.
The Eiffel Tower always leans away from the sun, and a human sheds 10 pounds of skin in their lifetime.
So that's not fair because I don't understand pounds. That's fine. we could have done it. In.
Okay, right. So brick buildings cannot be built higher than 10 stories high because of the pressure of the bricks up on the top that will crush the bricks underneath and it'll just fall down.
Right. Anna,
okay.
So I get to pick first.
Oh, you're picking that one?
Yes, I'm going to just say that's false.
Okay.
So I got true or false. I only get one go.
Is it you've got to pick something else.
Yeah. Okay. And you want to pick that one because it's false, because you've got to pick the true one.
Oh, you've got to
pick the true one. You've got to miss the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, cool. Can we have the skin one? Can I have the skin one? Because I buzzed in first. I own the skin.
We really should have. The time to go be done this in pre-production, shouldn't we? Does anyone know what's going on?
No, what do you want? You've got to pick one.
So that is true.
Yes.
You've got to pick the true one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's bricks that crush and la la la.
Yep.
The Eiffel Tower always leans away from the sun. Yes. Or a human sheds 10 pounds of skin in a lifetime.
Now, no, you can't do the skin.
That's
right.
What she's
it.
Going for.
Well, so you've that got makes it hard because
yeah.
Then I'm like, I don't know whether I like the other two.
Yeah, well, you have to pick one of
you
them.
You didn't buzz in.
Would you like to go for the bricks?
I think it's they're both false, but I've got to pick a true one. I would say the 10 stories brick thing.
Is true?
It's true.
God, you're both... It's wrong, both of
them. Oh, really?
Is it the Eiffel Tower?
The true one was
the
Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower always leans away from the sun. So it's made of metal, you see.
Oh,
and so because the sun's hitting it, the metal expands and it leans away from the sun.
We have now become the curiosity show.
We are the dumbest people on earth.
Yes,
we're actually the dumbest show on
Melbourne Radio.
But we're
helping others feel really smart. We're a community service.
Can we use that as a promo?
Yes.
Like Murphy's Law, dumbest show on earth.
Helping you feel smarter.
Just really dumb people talking crap every Monday.
Yep.
Wow. Where do we go from here?
Okay, so you both lost, which is embarrassing. So yes.
We're going to tiebreaker.
You're embarrassed, are you? Okay.
So you have to, one of you has to pick true, one of you has to say false.
Yep.
Right. Female kangaroos have three vaginas.
False.
True.
Congratulations, Anna.
Yeah, I win.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently.
Because one is not enough.
That's a big night in the country, isn't it?
Could
What's
be.
All that bouncing?
Good on you, Anna Murphy. I don't understand what just happened. Like, it's one of those moments in Melbourne radio that can never be you can't unwind that.
Maybe you'll hear it on a podcast.
Did anyone like that?
Probably not.
I think people are playing, though. We've had this great show as per normal. Always worth listening to My Ashes Will Be Going Into Fireworks.
Daryl, you are starved for entertainment, aren't you? Look at you.
I don't know.
You think this is good? God.
Set off from Williamstown. I didn't know what that said. But yes.
Thanks, Daryl.
Starved for entertainment.
You rock.
How rude. Dear Diary, doesn't it feel like forever since we've spoken? Well, it hasn't been, but ever since that MM arrived on the scene, you know, Meghan Markle. Anyway, ever since the Royal Duchess of Suckass arrived, I've pretty much just become Katie who, oh, wasn't she the hottest royal mummy on the strip? Oh, where did she go? Well, I'm over here waving my royal palms, but no one seems to give a flying duck. It's all about Meghan. And I'm not the only one who's been overshadowed by Harry's whore. Poor old Eugenie. Our little Princess Fiona. Oh, poor old Eugenie. Finally lands someone who finds her remotely attractive enough to marry, and the whole wedding, as bland as it was totally bamboozled by Harry and MM's trip down under to invigorate the convicts. God. And wasn't Auntie Fergie just furious with the frown on her face? Or was that just because she can't afford Botox on that drip feed hush fund money given to her once a month by the Queen? And of course, to top it off, MM is up the duff now. That's right. Just like a Hollywood script, she finds her prince, marries him, and locks it in with a pregnancy all in a year and a half. I'm telling you, behind that butter wouldn't melt in her pretty little mouth look is the desire of a woman with ambition. Oh, poor old Harry. Love him. But that Ranga is pussy-whipped and can't see the forest for the trees. Anyway, got to go and keep this body in tip-top shape for once Meghan falls off her pretty little perch, the paparazzi will be back on my tail. Love you all from me, the future Queen of England. Bye for now.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen, and usually does. Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Melbourne Cup tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hands up if you care.
I care, generally.
I don't really care
but I'm not
about
really
it. And I really,
anything.
Actually, I really don't care about it when it rains. It's going to rain all tomorrow.
It's going to be an indoor day, isn't it?
Oh, dear, dear. Can I just tell you, one of my lovely friends went to the Derby Day on Saturday. in a size too small pair of shoes. Ooh. So I'm now thinking that she is Superwoman.
She'd be hurt.
Because she actually spent the whole day and I've got a feeling she's wearing the same shoes tomorrow. 2 days in a pair of shoes that are too
small.
It makes me want to go to hospital just thinking about that.
You can get them stretched these days.
She did, but she thought they were half a size smaller, but then worked out they were full size too small. Ow.
Ouch. Yeah, that hurts.
I can't do that.
No, nor
this
should you.
This is what puts me off the races, just the thought of sore feet. Anyway.
what I want to know is, you know who is the unsung hero of Melbourne Cup is the guy who does the calling of the race. Because I'm just going through all the names now. I really don't care. No. I've been going to the races for years. I actually really don't care about the horses.
Oh.
Like, I love them. I just don't want to watch it.
When do you think was the last time you went to the races?
Oh, when I used to work at Fox FM. Yeah, so we used to do 10 years in a row. Yes, it's a while back. But some of the names. Yeah. Imagine having to, like, look through your little beady glasses as they run around the track and having to, you know, mention all these names. It's a lot. It's like horse owners choose the most ridiculous names to really
muck
them around.
Yeah, they're not easy.
Yeah.
But when you say ridiculous little glasses, I do think they're binoculars and they're probably
well,
really
the one
who's
the favourite is Yucatan.
Yucatan.
Yucatan. We've got sound check followed by chestnut coat.
Do it, dog. Do it.
Red Cardinal. Ventura Storm is coming up. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's hard.
Yeah, you're good at it.
A Prince of Iran. Why do they all sound like that? Have they been former jockeys?
I don't know how to help you here, but I'm loving the sound of that.
Thanks. Maybe I should give it a go. New career.
I think you should.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, I'm probably just going to back the favourite. I like Yucatan. To do that. Yeah, Yucatan.
What does Yucatan mean?
Oh, I don't know. Mm. Or Magic Circle. I like the ones with the good odds. That's what I'm going to say.
Great.
And just remember, bet responsibly.
I like Who Shot the Barman. I think that's a great
one. Yeah, Who Shot the Barman.
And good odds.
No, who really did shoot the barman? No, you know what I mean.
It was the deputy, wasn't it?
Do you remember then you used to work
at your doors?
The cloakroom.
Oh, God. Yes.
Remember this one way back? This one from way back in the piece, but it's very funny and we thought we'd just...
It's when I worked at Beyond.
Bring it out of retirement for a bit of a play. Here it is. Enjoy.
Next, please.
Oh, is this the cloakroom?
Well, it's not the great room, sweetness. What do you want to cloak?
Maybe this.
Oh, you bought your own lube and condoms. Clearly you haven't been here before. Jason, can you show the newbie to the toilets, please, and give him a hands-on tour while you're there, please? Next. Oh, so what have you got here? Do you want me to cloak that fur jacket, darling? Oh, sorry. What? It's your chest and back hair. Oh, well, that's fine then, darling. I'll just cloak your cuffs for now, shall I? Now off you go and stay away from the toffee apples, won't you? You don't want to go home with a sticky mat. Next. Sorry, I can't hear you. Sorry. Babe, it's the gimp mask. You're going to have to undo it. Can you unzip it? What? Oh, I see. You've tied your hands behind your back. Hang on. I'll help you out. Look out. Oh, that's better. Now, aren't you a duffer?
Can I cloak these?
Yes, I can cloak your poppers, your whip, your harness and your wedding ring.
Oh, it's my popper.
Sorry, darling. I can't hear you.
It's my cock ring.
Oh, good Lord. Of course we can cloak that. And we'll just keep that our little secret, shall we? Next. And what would you like to cloak? Oh, I see. You have your butt plug, your dildo, swing harness and your lock stock with you. Oh, and your gerbil. Oh, look, that's fine, darling. $10 all up. And we do feed the gerbil carrots during the night as a leather festival bonus. Next.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, as we go out to the roads for the last time tonight, the colder outbound is just shimmy that walk at 7 minutes. Eastern outbound, can I get an amen up in here? Because it's about 12 minutes. The Monash outbound has got its Kitten Hill coordinates fishnet at 51 minutes. And the Princess outbound is a snaggle tooth just like Jiggly. May I call you Jiggly? Caliente in season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race version of your traffic this afternoon.
I like it.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you are with Murphy's Law this afternoon. And for this next half an hour, it's just Tim and I.
Yeah.
Dean Murphy, Dolly Dollface has had to leave the building. So we are officially kids with no supervision in here.
Exactly.
This could go pear-shaped.
Yeah, if you thought it was bad before, look out.
Hold on to your hat. Yeah. Now, recently, and many of you that would be listening and follow the bouncing ball of this crazy little thing we call the show would know that I am a new inductee into the world of being obsessed by RuPaul's Drag Race.
Seems I might have created a monster in you.
You really have.
Yeah.
Did you ever think?
No. Well, for so long I would talk about it and I just stopped talking about it because you guys weren't interested at all. Dean is still a hell no.
Not.
And you were like, nah, I've done enough drag queens in my life. Like, right, nah, it's not going to happen. I was like, I just stopped.
Yeah, you just totally stopped.
Yeah. I was like, there's no point.
And then it got to one point when I was trying to push the point with Tim to say, you need to watch Unreal on Stan. You've got to do this. Yep. And you just turned around and went, well, I'll do your deal. You have to watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Ladies and gentlemen of the audience listening to this, I have gone 108. No, I've gone 300. Is it 180? Oh, what's reverse? I'm now so obsessed that it is all I can think about.
Yeah, she is 2 feet in, ladies and gentlemen. 2 feet in very large heels.
I downloaded RuPaul's albums off iTunes the other day. I'm listening to songs. I'm saying affirmations every day. But the thing that I want to actually drag home about this show is it's a very positive message.
It's such a great
message. There's a lot of bitchy stuff as well, which is fun. It's all tongue-in-cheek and it's all, you know, they go it. You know, a bit, but it's a competition. But at the end of the day, there's just so many beautiful stories and moments in it. I never expected that.
Absolutely.
And I didn't expect it to absolutely be so obsessed with RuPaul.
Yeah, he's just...
just heaven.
Isn't he just?
Absolutely. The sayings, I can't stop.
Yeah.
I can't stop. I walk around all the time going, sissy that walk.
Yeah. Bringing families together.
Bringing families together. So we had a little thing in here.
Well, it's
just
funny that last song actually that just played.
Yeah.
It's funny because we're talking about this now because if I was ever to do drag, that would be the song that Mesmerized. Faith Evans. Just great song.
It is an amazing song. And so then I said to you that I would actually, my ultimate drag moment for me would be Tina Turner's Proud Mary.
Oh, that's
big
an icon
in.
Number,
it's
isn't
such
it?
A big one. But I've done it around lounge rooms long enough. I think maybe it might be time. I'm thinking,
why not?
I'm going to have a drag party one day.
Yes.
I am absolutely going to do this. My best friend is going to do drag, but I'm going to make sure that this happens.
Dean, can we get Dean in this?
Well, I've seen Dean in drag and he looks like Witchy Poo.
Oh, yeah.
This is not okay. I'm trying to think of a character from the actual RuPaul's Drag Race that he looks like. Hi, Dollface, if you're listening. But we're going to throw it out there if anyone's playing along at home. If you've never done drag and you're thinking if you were going to do it, what song would you do it to?
Yeah. What would make your stage debut?
What would that song be? This is another one that probably could be mine. We've got it ready.
Yeah.
This is from RuPaul's Drag Race. It's the beginning on Murphy's Law.
This is the beginning of the record you like. Over and over, over and over. This is the beginning of the record you like. Over and over, over and over. We'll be right back.
enjoyed that at home. Dean Murphy probably didn't, but that was RuPaul from RuPaul's Drag Race in the beginning. I love that show.
Yep,
it's just so positive. Yep. It's like little affirmations every day. It's just making me really happy. Now, we throw it out there to the audience. If you were going to do drag, what would be your drag song?
Yeah, your debut on
stage. And I said, oh, obviously, I've gone Proud Mary, which is a very big song. I'm going to regret that. I think maybe maybe that or a Gaga song. I could probably do a Gaga. I've kind of done that at a ball. Ooh. I wasn't in drag. I just took over. This one from David, who's on Mondays. We love David. Said it would have to be Grace Jones, Slave to the Rhythm, but more in the Dame Shirley Bassey style of that
Ooh,
song.
That's a great song. That's a terrific song.
If you're still playing along at home, let us know. I'd be really interested in the songs that people would choose to do drag.
Yeah.
Now, on another note, they might actually need these on Drag Race. Timothy, you can now buy flatulence jeans, which the claim is that they are going to stop your farts from smelling.
Oh, well, that's what a handy little thing.
I'm not okay with it. Apparently they don't come cheap though.
I'm not surprised.
So, but it's saying here, yeah, like this is the way they're trying to sell it. They're like, where have all been here or there? You know, you're on a date or in an important meeting and you let out a little fart. Really? Like, have we?
Well, I don't know about a date.
It really shouldn't be a big deal, but you can't stop your face from flushing and embarrassment from consuming your entire being because it stinks. This is disgusting. So what now? They've designed some jeans that it'll cost you £100. So I don't know, it's a couple of hundred bucks.
$200 to
for a pair of jeans that they're claiming to have solved that pesky little problem.
I love that they're created by a company called Shreddies.
Shreddies. Yes, they're designed to eliminate any odours created by farts. I know someone I used to live with that could do with a pair of these. Anyway, moving along.
I've got a girlfriend of mine who is one of the biggest farters I know, and she's just started a new relationship. She's probably by now, well, she'd probably be about 8 months into the relationship. She hasn't farted once.
No, really?
She's going to need these because at some point that's going to come out.
It has to come out.
It's going to have to.
You know, it's not ideal, but you're human. Like,
exactly.
How are you going to end up living with this person if you never make a noise out
and
of your body?
She was.
This is more about the smell though.
Oh, yeah, I guess
so. So absorbing the smell would be a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Maybe we will buy some of these jeans. Oh, their company's also making pajama bottoms. Now, they would come in handy.
That's handy for the Dutch oven.
Oh, yeah, and they're saying, you know, for people that, you know, have issues with this thing caused by IBS, gastritis, Crohn's disease, or just drink too much.
Well, that is true.
Maybe. I don't know. I've Dutch ovened myself a few times. It's not okay. I'm very ladylike. This could be why I'm single. Anyway, you know, they're out there now.
I did have a little fart in the car yesterday as I was heading off to play tennis.
How bad is that?
Well, when it's hot right? The car's already hot and then I'm just sitting. It's okay. I'm getting out.
Right?
So I left it in the car.
No.
I don't know if I went and played tennis for an hour. I came back. The worst thing was haunting me. Like, you're back.
Still in there. Welcome.
I've got one for you.
Yes.
So this is a young 23-year-old woman who removed her belly button.
She did what?
And gave it to her ex-boyfriend as a present.
Ooh.
So body modification fanatic Paulina from Mexico underwent numerous surgeries, such as a back corset, where they put piercings along either side of the spine and also a split tongue. Have you seen that?
Yuck.
But later she decided to remove her belly button as it is what makes us human before giving it present to her boyfriend, Daniel.
I sort of think what makes us human is not sort of cutting bits off us and not turning your tongue into a spike and like, what are you doing to your back? Corseting your back with piercings.
It's a bit crazy, right? So she was always into body modification. She says body modifications fascinated me. It's something very transcending about them. I was very angry and I wanted to cut all unions from everything and everyone.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like an angry person. She needs a bit of RuPaul in her life, doesn't she?
She does need a bit of RuPaul in her life. Everyone does. Bringing families back together.
But she said, I was very much in love with her then boyfriend. He supported me through many difficult times and he was the most influential people in my life.
Oh,
it was
God.
Something I did in the spur of the moment. We were young and stupid, but that's the way I felt.
What did she?
I put it in a small bag with a note saying, I love you. It was very emotional.
See, now I'm just thinking about getting out there on the dating scene again. Right. And I'm just wondering, I'd throw it out there to the audience, does this jaded 45-year-old's belly button, as if I can find it at the moment, am I supposed to cut it off and offer it up over a date? Like, how many dates are you talking?
Oh,
like,
that's a good, you know. I don't know. That's a good
They're not together
question.
Anymore. This is the thing that I'm not okay with. She gave it to, and then she goes on to say, I do regret it. And when I put myself in my mum's position, it must be devastating to hear. Like, you know, can't imagine how you feel your own child wanting to break all their connection to you and cut pieces of you off so that you're not connected anymore.
Oh, I don't get it.
I'm pretty sure your mum thinks you need to be in a loony bin, love. But back to my question, are we now, is this the age that we've got to, because remember, I was out of dating for 3 or so years. I was done.
Yeah.
I somehow found myself in a world where I'm going to have to get back out there. Is that, am I supposed to be, what, cutting off nipples and handing them to people? Ooh,
I think can we start off for a fifth date.
Can we start off with just like a fingernail? Like I'll get shellacking down. I'll give them a shellac nail, so I'll just like peel one of them off because I'm not quite ready to separate a body part.
Yeah, I mean, that's commitment, right?
I've had them for 45 years. I'm not sure that I have never been married or have children, so clearly commitment of that level is a little bit out of my reach. Not sure I'm giving away my bits.
No, I'd say keep them to yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure many people are saying that to me right now. We were throwing it out there to the listeners. If you were going to do drag and you hadn't done it already, what would be your drag song? And we had this one come through as a drag king. I would do Super Freak by Rick James. It was from a show.
Great song.
And Stephen just said, hi, team. Great show. Thank you so much. As Beery Magdalene, me in a brunette long wig with my usual whiskers, I would love to do I Don't Know How to Love Him from Jesus Christ Superstar in my own voice. And yes, I've been practicing.
Wow.
That's from Stephen.
That would be a performance.
Oh, my God. God, how amazing. Now, we also did just discuss, there was a girl that offered her boyfriend her belly button and I was lamenting and wondering, I'm now about to start in the dating world again and do I have to start offering body parts? But what we just discussed off air, ladies and gentlemen, is that I think I've made myself somewhat of a unicorn because I'm a straight girl who likes football, beer, RuPaul's Drag Race, and hanging out with gay people. Like, I don't know.
That is a weird corner you've backed yourself into.
What site do I go on? Like, and I don't want to give up any of those things. I shouldn't have to. It's going to take a unicorn to find me.
You better poop glitter, I tell you.
I'm going to need to. Like, seriously. And I've got a cat and a dog. Like, with nothing else to show for it. This is amazing. 45. The latest RuPaul. Paul obsession is,
yep.
I think I'm going to be in a home or I'm going to end up in drag.
Yeah, more than likely.
That's okay. I could do Michelle Visage.
You totally can. You totally can.
Rock it. Now, listen, we're done for another week. Before we go, because we have been talking about RuPaul's, I just want to say this, Tim.
Yeah.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else?
Get an amen.
Can I get an amen up in here? Amen. We'll see you next week, everyone. Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.